Very few of us will ever attend a presidential security briefing. Still fewer will ever give one at the White House. Nancy Soderbergh did as Deputy National Security Advisor in the Clinton White House. Ambassador Soderbergh, we're all hearing now about warnings that President Bush was told about. I just wonder, in your time at the White House, was it common to pass along the warning of, say, a terrorist attack or a possible hijacking to President Clinton?
Well, as the 90s unfolded, the issue of terrorism became of increasing concern to those in the White House. So, unfortunately, it became an event with more frequency toward the latter part of his presidency. It is always unusual when you get that type of threat, and one that is always taken quite seriously.
But to put your term at the White House here into some historical context, you were there in the first Clinton White House. That was the time of, among other things, the World Trade Center attack in 93, another bombing plot in New York City that was foiled. And there would be such items, intelligence findings about such possible plots regularly, or once a year, or how often?
Well, I think during the first term of the president's time in office, you had an increasing focus on the issue of terrorism, first with the World Trade Center. We also had Khobar Towers, where 19 servicemen were killed in Saudi Arabia. I do not recall any sort of pre-warnings of those, but during that time, the intelligence agencies, the law enforcement agencies, began to look increasingly at what groups were threats to the United States. They would begin to follow and develop assessments of where the next threats would come. And so that became part of the routine. Daily is certainly probably an exaggeration, but I would say on a regular basis, information following the various groups would certainly show up in all sorts of intelligence assessments and briefings, including the mornings.
As the White House staffer who was preparing the morning briefing for the president, were you actively going out to the agencies, to CIA, to the Defense Department, to FBI, asking for material, or are you the editor of the inflow that's coming in from those agencies and more passive in terms of what's coming to you?
Well, the information comes from a variety of sources. Normally what would happen is the National Security Advisor and the deputy would sit in with perhaps the Chief of Staff and some others, and the CIA would have prepared a briefing overnight for the president, which would include the information most sensitive. No one in the White House would interfere with that. It was up to the agencies to come and brief them. But certainly, as information would develop or an incident would develop, it would be perfectly normal for the president or one of his top teams to request that information be given on a certain subject. So it's a normal give and take, but the primary information comes from the agencies to the president, and the White House staff, if there were a particular interest of the president, would suggest information on that. And so it's tailored to each president's interest, certainly.
You could prepare a briefing book every morning that would be huge, and no president could ever get through it. I think you were serving one of the more voracious readers to occupy the White House.
Oh, certainly. And one of the hardest parts of being in government is there is too much information. You get not only the morning briefings, but throughout the day you get information. And then on top of that, you have all the information from the public side, and CNN has added a new quality to it. And deciding what is a priority and what to act on is one of the toughest parts of being in government. And that's why the morning briefings are quite useful, because the agencies are required to sift through and just pick out the most interesting and most important aspects of that. But that's one of the toughest areas, is trying to decide what the priorities are. When you're in the White House, you have hundreds of intelligence reports thrown at you during the day, and you have to decide which ones are most important to focus on, and that's the test of a good leader.
Ambassador Soderbergh, thank you very much for talking with us today.
My pleasure.
Nancy Soderbergh, former Deputy National Security Advisor during President Clinton's first term. She is currently Vice President for the International Crisis Group.